Wanted for questioning, Adeline Vale. Wanted for murder, Adeline Vale. In the days that followed, I'd felt a shift happening inside of me, too. Confusion. She'd been my roommate for nearly 4 years, had been my closest friend in those earliest years of adulthood. Denial. Thinking that the witnesses were mistaken, that she hadn't meant to do it. It must have been an accident. Flames in the wind, catching and spreading. Anger. Because she had fled without a word. An inner absence. I was the only one left to answer for her. And finally, fear. Fear that she'd done exactly what they claimed, and I hadn't known her at all. Fear because the police thought I was protecting her, and now they kept coming back to me. Part 1. The Stillness. Chapter 1. Wednesday, August 13th, 5 p.m. For the moment, nothing outside moved. Not the tall grass lining the highway, encroaching on the edges of the asphalt. Not the haze in the sky hovering over the mountains. And not the sinuous curve of brake lights disappearing into the landscape in front of us. Only Delilah, fidgeting in the seat beside me, checking the time on her phone yet again. "We're going to be late," she said, her leg bouncing from either nerves or excitement. With her, sometimes it was hard to tell. She was a theater kid, functioning at all extremes with conviction. But the nuances were harder to discern. "It's just dinner," I said, which was only partially true. Tonight, it was dinner at my parents' house in town, but tomorrow, it was dorm move-in. It was the start of my daughter's first semester. It was time to say goodbye. I didn't understand how we had gotten here so quickly. The previous 18 years had stretched into a lifetime, and suddenly time was catapulting, leapfrogging. Over the past year, I'd often been caught off guard by the race of time, missing deadlines, receiving follow-up emails from the high school's commencement coordinator. "Did you order the graduation regalia? Reserve your tickets?" It seemed I wasn't quite ready to face it, so some primitive part of my brain was blocking out key facts. "You'll be ready when it's time," my friends who had crossed this milestone before me would say. "Trust me," they'd say with a secret look, a knowing grin. "Wait until you see what an 18-year-old brings into your home." But she'd turned 18 in the spring, and I still wasn't ready. I was never ready. Not for the first high fever or the first broken bone, my first failure to keep her safe. I wasn't ready for the first time I lost her in a store, calling her name frantically down the aisles. The first time she slammed her bedroom door. I'd never felt an echo in my heart like that before. The first secret. I'd been trying to prepare myself for the feeling of an empty house. A new rhythm, a new routine. But I couldn't slip it into focus. I felt stranded somewhere in time, with no anchor. It's not that Delilah never left. On the contrary, she was fiercely independent, a particular point of pride for both of us. She spent a month with her father each summer, a long weekend here and there with my parents. She went on trips with the school and had sleepovers with friends, got home late, she was always late, made plans and forgot to share them, intentional or not. But these things were all so temporary, bookended by her presence. Now she rested her forehead against the window and groaned, as if I could do anything about the standstill traffic on the single route through the Virginia mountains. I wanted to say, "We can turn around, it's not too late." I wanted to say, "We shouldn't even be here." Up until the spring, I'd thought we had a different plan. 2 acceptances to in-state schools, a partial scholarship tilting the balance toward one,